All right, Doug, well, we saw that EJ was out there at the beginning of practice. Can you just let us know how much he was able to get done today?
Sure. Today was the first day of transitioning him back in. So he did all of individual. He didn't take part in the team part of it. And tomorrow we're expecting him to take part in the full practice.
Obviously a good step forward, though, today, being able to take part in individual.
Very much so. I think that, you know, the same thing. He's transitioning in. I think, you know, it's no secret. I said it before. You know, if we can have him practice in on Wednesday, and we feel that he's good enough, you know, and mentally ready to play, then he's going to play. And I'll be able to give everybody an answer on Wednesday.
Has it surprised you today?
Look good. You look good. And I say that, you know, not knowing what can happen, you know, in the next couple of days. But as far as today, you know, I think he looked good. And you know, we were excited about it. But I don't want to give the wrong impression that, you know, two or three days from now, I don't want to be communicating, well, wait a minute, he looked good. You led us on to believe that he's doing that. I don't try to play any games, you know, again. We'll just see how he goes during the week, and Wednesday we'll make a decision, and it's either going to be EJ or it's going to be Jeff, and, you know, both guys will be available for the game.
You said that, you know, you hope to have him back by Wednesday, but if you are able to have him back by tomorrow, is he ahead of schedule?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Also, Jairus Berg had the second opinion on his foot. We saw him out there at the start. Was he able to take part in the team, and just what's the update with Jairus?
He's still working his way back in. You know, doing a couple of team things, but again, you know, still working his way back in to get him in a position where he can help us.
Where do you foresee that in terms of next week's game, or is that too early to say?
I'm not sure on that.
It's nice to finally get some good news on the injury front. You know, there's still plenty of time before, like you said, Wednesday, but just to have that happen with EJ, and, you know, we saw CJ, obviously different circumstances. Just good to have, you know, some optimism.
Well, I appreciate your comments on that. Yes. I didn't know if that was a question or not.
It looked like CJ, you just got to share a hug with him there.
Yes.
Is he just getting back into town?
And, yes.
Okay. Will he be back at practice tomorrow then as well?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Back, what are the quarterbacks briefly? Is there any trepidation on your part in carrying two rookies?
I think that's, you know, in our situation, it's, you know, we feel that, you know, we're going to go into it with the players we feel gives us the best chance to win. I don't have a problem whether someone's a rookie, a veteran, whatever it may be. You know, our job as coaches is to make sure we put people on the field that we can, you know, rely on and we feel that we can win with. And that's our responsibility and accountability to the rest of the team. So to answer your question, no, I don't worry about that.
What can you tell us about Brandon Burton playing today?
I can tell you he's in transition on his way here. That's all I know.
Is there any news on the other two open roster spots?
No, I think, you know, we're still working on that. And again, I think it's very difficult for me to sit here and say, you know, here's where we are, you know, until we get them in here and it becomes official. I just think it's better for me to do that rather than start spreading rumors.
In general, why did you leave yourself that roster flexibility with three open spots now? It sounds like two open spots.
I think anything else is going on. I think we're in constant transition or constant motion going forward of trying to put together, you know, the best team we can. I think we're always looking to upgrade this team, no matter what position it is. So I think you'll see that, you know, going through, you know, the season week to week. You know, if there's someone out there that we feel can better this football team, you know, then we have to look at what those moves may be. And I think that's our responsibility as an organization, you know, to our fans. And it's our responsibility as coaches to our team.
After the game, you expressed worry about Doug Lewis's knee injury. Obviously, he made the 53-man roster. Is that a positive sign for?
Absolutely, yes, it is. It's a positive time. I still think it'll be some time, though. I don't think that it's a, you know. But the positive thing is, it's not long term because obviously we didn't put him on IR.
Would he be a candidate for that IR designated to return?
No.
Okay, so it'll be shorter.
Yes.
Shorter time frame.
In our opinion, if everything goes well, yes.
Okay. Burton doesn't have a ton of, you know, game day experience, but just
who's
how
that?
Important. Burton.
Yes.
Just how important to you know, get a guy who's been in the league, another veteran, to add some depth.
I think we'll see when he gets here. Really, for me, I mean, I think it's very difficult for me to discuss that now until he gets in and we get him out there. And I think I'll have a better feel and feel more comfortable answering that question.
Did Jairus get a Kimbro health on his second opinion on the foot? And, I mean, obviously he was participating today, so that would lead you to believe that he did.
I think the definition of clean bill of health is very difficult. I really do. I think that, you know, when a player is working his way back, obviously some people will view that as a clean bill of health. So I think I see that, but there is a point where, you know, obviously the player has to feel good about coming back from whatever it may be, soreness or whatever. And I think he's transitioning back into that type of role.
Coach, did he show up here with that, or did he get that?
That's a good question. I think that obviously he passed our physical when he came in.
Would the point right now be to start Dustin Rogers in week one?
I answered that question before. We've got four corners that we're rotating through right now, depending on what packages and what personnel groups are out there. You know, we'll make that decision as the week goes on of who takes the first snap.
Bringing Thad Lewis back, does that give you some flexibility with EJ's condition? In terms of if EJ isn't ready, might he be, you know, promoted? I guess he would almost have to be for Sunday to the active roster.
I think that's obviously an option, but I think that, you know, Thaddeus showed us some things in a short period of time that, you know, we're excited about working with, and he had practice squad eligibility. So I think that's, you know, we're fortunate to get him back here, at least from our standpoint and how we feel. And obviously that's an option if something happens. Correct.